Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. That is the peace that Almighty God gives be upon you. And within that greeting is the focus of that if you want peace, you have to be a peacekeeper. You know, the obligation of peace is upon us when we give that greeting. And also, I would say that within that greeting is the obligation to find wholeness, which part of that is integrity. You know, the integrity suggests the same idea of wholeness. When we're fractured, when we're separated, when we're responding to our lower passions and desires. And when it's all about us, we don't have wholeness or regard, empathy, and care for our fellow human beings. And that's problematic. Welcome again to Not Just Talk on AM360.org. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, and we want to introduce this evening, open mic. So I know some of you showed up early, so I invite you to press one and tell us what's on your mind. I've been looking at this. I had an off mic conversation. Well, before the program came on, I was talking with the poet Bilal Abdullah, who's in Hudson, Florida now. And the conversation was about language. And it caused me to go back to a note that I had taken a week or so or more ago in dealing with rhetoric. Everyday man and woman, the everyday, sometimes called the common man and woman, we are not aware of the many of the sciences. And one of the sciences is in the use of language, the art of effective or persuasive speaking or writing, especially the use of figures of speech, other compositional techniques. Hyperbole is a focus dealing with scientific debates. Dialectics is the same comparing an idea from different angles, if you will. Persuasive forms of reasoning or argumentation that aim at changing the belief system of an audience or an individual in scientific debate. There are words like logic, and I'm not going to give the definition, logic, canons. There is a world that talks to us over our heads, that communicates in language, and they understand the science of communication and the science of speech. Apology is the literary criticism and rhetoric. It is a statement that repeats an idea using new synonyms, morphemes, words or phrases. And it goes on like that. And I bring this up is because in my conversation with Bilal Abdullah, Bilal the poet, the power of cultural expression, and that leads me to what Imam Muhammad shared with us, the idea that a word is anything that sends a message to the mind. That broadens our awareness of words and the utility of words. And in the Quran, Almighty God says that he's always communicating with us, but he doesn't communicate like talking in our ear. He doesn't communicate like you and I do, but he has set up laws within his creation, within Mother Nature. He set up indirect speaking. Allah created the soul, and he knows how to communicate with the soul. And I invite you to communicate this evening on Not Just Talk, AM360.org, by pressing one, and let's have a conversation. And the reason, the intention of Not Just Talk was not just to have any kind of talk, any kind of conversation, but conversations that will encourage us to do a little bit more in terms of meeting our obligation. God says, God Most High says, that our own souls obligate us. Our own souls are calling us to be responsible. And I connect that idea with the idea that the way that human beings come into the world and we have to be cared for, we can't manage ourselves. You know, we have to be cared for an extended period of time. And that extended period of time obligates us. It puts a debt on the soul. It puts an obligation on the soul. Okay, God has established a way for me to be taken care of when I couldn't take care of myself. I have a debt that puts a debt on me. Where is the debt due? The debt is due to life. The Creator has no need of us worshiping Him, but He's established life in such a way that He says that we are created. How does it go? We are created to serve God's will and plan. Where is that supposed? Where is that will directed? The will is directed to the world and the people in it. And we're going to open up your mic, caller 321. Welcome to Not Just Talk. What do you want to share with us?
Yes, Assalamu Alaikum. I was just reflecting on this, the Lacey from Melbourne, Florida.
Yes.
Just
yes, sir.
Read it to the listeners out there, you as well, Michael. I was
Thank
just
you.
Reflecting Great. On what you were talking about, the soul and its obligation, and, you know, and the debt. And, you know, I just went naturally back to Al-Fatiha, where you said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Middin. Maliki Yawm Middin. The king on the day of death. The ruler, Allah will be the ruler on the day
That's
of
right.
death. When we stand before Allah and we are standing in Al-Fatiha and we are being conscious that, just what you mentioned, that we have a obligation for this prayer, and we owe that obedience to the Creator. And the language is so powerful, you know. And then it's Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, and thee alone we worship and thee alone we ask for help, you know. And that's such powerful language that, you know, and that's something I think that I'm trying to wrap my mind around more, you know, to depend on Allah for help and not be dependent on others. And we certainly are obligated to help each other.
That's right.
We first go to our Creator for that help,
yeah.
you know, and then will point us in the right direction.
That's right.
Give us an inspiration. You know, I was standing up. I was at the masjid on Friday, and I had this brother. I've been knowing him for years and years and years, since he was a real young man. Now he's getting up in the age, and as well as I
okay.
am, I was always his senior, basically. But
yeah.
you know, he asked me. He said, "What do you need? What do you need?" I said, "Well, alhamdulillah, I'm good. You know, I'm good." Out his arms, like he said. He said, "I'm here for you. I'm here for you."
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And I went to say, I mean, you know, he was being vulnerable, really, and just telling me like that. And then I was thinking about that ayah in the Quran where Allah says, "Be alone we worship and be alone we ask for help," you know. And
yeah.
I was saying, I could have used some help. I could have said, "Well, I need this, I need that," but you know, I'd say, "No, let me think about it," you know.
Yeah, Allah talked about you in the Quran. Those that have needs but they won't say. Because,
yeah,
you know,
I'm one. I'm definitely one.
Me too.
You know, that's so hard for me to do. And I actually had to fuss at myself, you know, because of it.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, and I said, is this pride or is this arrogance? You know, not arrogance, but pride, you know, where you don't want to feel subservient to someone or something, you know.
Yeah.
And then when I think about that ayat, it kind of consoled me a little bit that, you know, we want to depend on Allah. You know, that,
Can you hold on?
Yeah,
hold on.
Minute,
I
want to. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Give me a minute.
I can hold on.
Caller 11111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 Alaykum as-salam. Come on in.
Yes. I am so happy to speak to both of you this evening.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, wonderful. Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Nina.
Wa alaikum as-salam. And I had no intention of calling. I was going to listen, but I have to share with you all some inspiration I got today. First of all, we've had quite a few janazas back to back to back. Believers just leaving here,
but this brother,
a long time soldier, Brother Abdul Aleem Muhammad.
I know that name.
He brought, because he's been around so long, the main founding member and president of the Atlanta Society of Muslim Men.
Mm. Yes.
And mentor to many, servant of Allah. He's the epitome of Muslim manhood.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Yes,
the epitome. You know, he returned to Allah, and the janazah was today. And it brought the whole metro area. I mean, the mass here was packed wall to wall, believers.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, that's the legacy he left. He was so loving of this deen. I mean, he loved this deen with his heart and soul and might. And he gave so much inspiration, even to his non-Muslim relatives. They all came. You know, he comes from a large family of Christians his father was, they would say that one of his aunts got up there and said today at the repast that his father was a AME minister or something like that, big time, you know. And, you know, she was so glad to see that he's keeping the family legacy going, because all the grandchildren, all the aunts, the uncles, I mean, they all love him so much. They pay tribute to him so much, because he always encouraged them, always, you know, the family loved him and he loved them. And his sons, because he had three sons from his previous marriage, and they all went through Muhammad schools. He loved Muhammad schools. And so one son was named after him, Abdul Aleem Muhammad. He got a scholarship. I'm trying to think what sport it was, but you know, made big time. You know, his father, Brother Abdul Aleem, was so proud of him. He would always talk about him to everybody. As far as, you know, this is an example of how to groom our next generation and live the legacy of Islam through our progeny, our children, grandchildren, and you know, the fact that he was always doing dawah to his relatives, you know, the people in the community, everybody, all ages loved him, and he loved his community. And he would talk about Alice Lam and what had happened. He was a Vietnam vet, but you know, he got sick and got he had gotten ill, and I didn't know he had several strokes. I knew he was in a nursing home. His wife, I'm very close to his wife. I know, I've been knowing them for years. They're like family. You know, she had told us, you know, he was in a nursing home. He had to get in be put in a nursing home, but he didn't give up. The family and his wife and his sons, they were talking about how all the staff in the nursing home, he just invigorated all of them. They said they would get, even if they were trying to do therapy with him, he would be encouraging them. He has so many visitors from the masjid. You know, they would say, "Oh, you here to see Brother Muhammad, Mr. Muhammad?" Yeah. "Oh, yes, that, yeah." And they were like, you know, they love him. You know, he endeared himself to everybody with his smile and his upliftment, even though he was, you know, going through his health challenges. Everywhere he went.
Amina, he sounds like a true human being.
While you were talking, I was thinking about the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, when Allah loves a person, he calls everyone to love this person. He says to the angels, "I love so and so, you love him." And the angels say to the world, "Allah loves so and so, so you love him." And you know, in the Quran, Allah talks about this, what you're talking about, that he is the one who creates love between the hearts.
That's right.
We can't create that. We can't buy that. We can't pay for that. No, Allah is the one that creates that love in the heart.
And I'm gonna stop after this, but I was just looking at some of the, first of all, the beautiful tribute of this is like a souvenir. The obituary that was done is a brother in our community. He was all the way overseas. They just made that announcement. He was all the way overseas, and he came back here, came all the way back here, because Imam Fleeman was saying, you know, he had called them 2 days ago, and he was telling them he was in London somewhere. He said, "Are you going to be able to come here?" He said, I want to do the obituary. I want to do it. You know, the program. And it's I'm looking at it now. It's so beautiful. But he made it here after all. And, I mean, this is so beautiful that it's almost like a souvenir piece, you know.
Now, you know, Sister Amina, as you were saying this, I'm thinking about the people who talk about Imam Muhammad's community. Where are they at? We are here stronger than ever.
Yes, and that's what that was said tonight by person after person after person.
That's an example. That's a big example, what you just said. The witness you brought and the inspiration, I'm inspired to try to be.
Talk about the legacy. His son got up there and he said he's not a talker. He's real shy, you know. But he said, "My father put strength in me. He put strength in me, you know, where I didn't know I had." Just all of the, you know. And he got up there. He gave such a beautiful. I mean, it was beautiful. All everybody could say was takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
This ayat was inside the obituary that I'm going to stop. Auzubillahi minash shaitani rajim, whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them their reward in the hereafter according to the best of what they used to do. And that's Quran Surah 16, Ayat 97. That describes his life and his legacy. I mean, he left a legacy. We will never forget him. Never.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Sister Mina, before you go, yes, thank you. I'm going to talk to you in the back room briefly, but I'm going to bring Brother Bilal in before I talk with you in private. Bilal, come on in. Yes. Bilal Abdullah, welcome.
Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam. I'm glad to hear about Brother Abdul Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. You know, inshallah, when I pass, y'all just say, Bilal was a good brother, and I'll be all right. Praise be to Allah. That's something wrong. Just, you know, the light dance on our our spirit, some, you know. You say, Allah said he don't want us to be burned. He wants to be purified. So let me give y'all something by Imam W.D. Muhammad, okay? He the mind, not me. I ain't the mind. He the mind now. My mortal life want food, clothes, and shelter, sex, and fun. There's still a lot that seriously must be done. My heart wants to please God, or it wants me to be an upright, decent person. Y'all understand where our Imam is coming from. God is between the two extremes, and he hopes to bring you to see that to please him, you don't have to be perfect. Common sense keep us spiritually and intellectually fit. Human beings are fated to trial and error until guidance comes, and then we do as much as we can. We are now aware of corruption and sin. God is right here inside of us when we become obedient in his will and enjoy it. Sincerity brings prosperity. Serving God is the believer's reality. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam.
Bilal.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, Bilal. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, Bilal and I were having a nice conversation prior to the programming, and I really appreciate Bilal Abdullah's his spirit and his thinking, the way that he thinks, you know. Mm-hmm. And we pray a lot. And Imam Delay said he was praying for me to be able to remarry again. I appreciated that. he's thinking about the brother. He's calling the brother's name to his Lord, to our Lord, that I be blessed to remarry, you know? And I appreciate that, man. That's real brotherhood. That's real brotherood, man. Praise be to Allah.
You know, that's that thing that, you know, that most people look at our community, they don't see that. The love for each other, the love for God, love for Allah, the love for this religion. Yeah,
that's right.
So, you know, we in good shape. We ain't worried about the, you know, when Allah bless us with the material and we see that developing so fast, it's unbelievable. You know,
that's true.
We see the material concern being developed now by our younger, energetic believers. So we are in good shape.
Next
10 years, we'll be surprised.
And what needs to be understood by those that look at things on the surface, that Almighty God, Allah, is moving the hearts and minds, and he's in control of the circumstances. You know, there's nothing that happens without him permitting it. So even if it looks tragic, even if it looks ugly, you know, it's by God's permission that it comes into being, and it's for a noble purpose, for a righteous purpose.
Yeah.
You know, because this life is going in the direction that the creator of the life wants it to go in. It's just
Yeah, and I was thinking on that. I was thinking on the ma'am in that in the book After Difficulty, where he talked about when the burden becomes so difficult where you can't bear it. Allah says he doesn't put a burden on you greater than you can bear, and when it becomes unbearable, he calls you back. He calls back. Now, but look at this picture that Sister Amina shared with us, and how the death or the returning to Allah of this brother Abdul Salim Muhammad, may Allah give him paradise, peace in paradise. how his death brought forth such accolades and brought people together, just brought people.
Isn't that
to,
something?
To memorialize his work, you know, now he's immortal. He has been brought to another level where people are going to be praying
That's
for
right.
him, just like I just did. You know, for who knows how long. You know, every
That's
time
right.
he's mentioned, we will say, "May Allah give him paradise." Yes.
And the untold number of people whose life he touched in such a way to inspire them to live better, you know, to inspire them to be. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
You know, and another Wonderful. Thing, we, the believers, we pray for each other. We pray for each other.
That's right.
And the disbelievers, they don't do that. They fight with each other. You know, but we pray for each other. We want each other to be successful and to have
That's
the
right.
paradise and to get the prize. Yeah.
Yeah. So praise be to Allah.
It's a whole different world, as you were talking about. That world
is.
Environment.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and it's wonderful how Almighty God in Scripture respects, I'm going to put it this way, he respects what he put in us.
Yes,
and
I was listening to you talking about that. That's very powerful.
You can see it, man. And, you know, we're told about the devil's plan and how he's going to be disappointed.
You made me hit one. I wasn't going to come in. I was just going to hang out and listen. Like Sister Me, when he started talking about the soul requirement.
Yes. Well, and we invite those. We see your phone numbers, and I recognize some of your numbers. We invite you to press one on the dial, press one on your phone, and share something that Allah has put on your heart and your mind. And a lot of times we don't think about the little. We don't think about the little things, you know, a kind word and a smile. When you share that with the listening audience, Allah rewards you, you know.
Yeah.
It lifts your spirit up. And I was listening to this PhD talk about the chemical makeup of the human body and how there are chemicals that are produced when you do a kind deed. Not only does that kind deed produce a beautiful chemical in you that lifts you up, but somebody just watching what you just did, and it also helps the person the good deed that you did for the person creates that chemical in them that lifts them up, and somebody watching, oh man, this the way Allah has designed us is so wonderful, man. It's a beautiful thing.
You know? And you know, this idea, we were talking about this last week, to really promote the kindness, let your kindness come forward. You know,
absolutely.
Let that come forward, you know, because that's a healing factor. And good words we want to hear, you always hear negative stuff about this, about that, everybody complaining.
Yeah.
But, you know, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of good in the world, and we need to focus on that.
I wonder how many people on the line now, how many of you press one if you feel the negative energy that you meet out in the world, maybe even in your house, press one.
Indeed.
If you press one, come in and then go back out by pressing one. And then I'm going to ask the second question. How many of you felt when Sister Amina shared with us about the brother's janazah and his life? Press two if you felt that energy in terms of affecting your soul in a positive way.
Yeah, I definitely could press two.
Okay.
Yeah, because
well,
it really touched my spirit. Yes.
You know what? I can't see it. I don't know. I'm thinking there's no two that I can see on this switchboard.
I was wondering.
I'm going to bring.
You can see two.
Hey man, that's what you call visualization. We're going to bring our CEO of CWSC in. Welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Martha Nyla Abdullah, a Floridian calling from St. Petersburg. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
You're hanging out in Philadelphia pretty long. You were in D.C., now you're back in Philly. Well, you have to check out on the Floridians here.
I'm getting a real rich amount of information that for historical sake and for documentation's sake, and just to bring that spirit of upliftment to our community and everyone listening in the six continents. I'm speaking of the Muslim African American who have been so in line with Quran and Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the leadership of Imam Warsi Muhammad. I think that's very important to say. That is not alienated from, we're not alienated from the Quran and nor from the life of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him.
So you're taking your deep south Florida spirit to the Northeast, huh?
Yes, I am. And genuinely there, Prophet Allah has blessed me to see Muslim African Americans galore walking around in the city. No matter what the deficits are, you know, there are deficits in appearance-wise from one face to the other. But those deficits are easy for us to connect with and make some real changes. I mean, we're talking physical appearances that be dealt with. And that starts with our enthusiasm, as you were saying, feeling. Yeah, I pressed two like I was.
I got myself.
I pray, you got me.
Yes, ma'am.
I was
crazy
looking
to
it. I was looking for the two. I said, oh, wait a minute, there's two here. And I knew it
praise
the one.
praise
me. I said, you better press praise one. You better have to And to the spirit that Sister Amina was bringing, it took me back to the Muslim Yusuf. His name was Yusuf, and I loved reading about his life, and because what stood out was when his young son was unfortunately hit by someone at the masjid who was leaving out, and the young boy, he was 6 years old, I believe,
this was
hit. And
this was in Atlanta?
I believe so.
Was this in Atlanta?
Everyone on tours.
Yeah, I believe so, Michael.
I was there, and I walked out upon that situation with that young boy. He was much younger than six. He was a little thing. He was a little fella. He wobbled around. Go ahead.
And Yusuf was able to console the driver.
Yes. A young couple. It was a husband and wife in the car.
Oh.
And it was the car was sitting on an incline, facing forward to go, you know, to leave out of that incline and to go down the hill, you know, to the main street. And they didn't see the young boy. They didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, Allah's giving use of that moment to really earn a whole lot, to be able to look beyond for the heaven
and
see it as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had the most beautiful smile himself, Yusuf. When he had transitioned, everyone, as Amina was speaking, everyone spoke so highly of him and his family and the work that he contributed in, you can just say, lining his days in Paris.
Yes.
So, it did come across.
Yeah,
praise be to Allah.
Yeah. So when you coming back to Florida, traveler?
Yeah, my sister.
Alliance of the traveler.
I know. Name, you know. Abdul Salam Hamid in St. Petersburg has his long time told me I was Sister Moses. but inshallah.
Oh my goodness. I recognize brother Abdul Aleem. Yeah, he's supporters of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah,
Mina just sent me his obituary, and we did some dawah things together. Praise be to Allah.
Yes,
Allah Akbar. Praise
to
Allah.
Your question. I intend to come back intermittently back to Florida when I'm doing the South, but my next journey will be in the North Atlantic to really get the flavor of the North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia,
Washington, that area.
And inshallah, then when I really get back to the South, you know, that's with, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. Yes.
Yeah.
Those areas. So, alhamdulillah. And prayerfully.
And listen.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Prayerfully, you were saying.
And prayerfully, this will definitely show what we have going on. That's to really appreciate and value, show the value that we can have, we can show, rather. Appreciation
You're doing a lot of marketing out there. But everybody in the country going to know about AM360 CWSC.
Inshallah. And you know, the beauty of it is that we're connecting with the other mediums, Imam Fahim Shuaib, Imam Yahya Abdullah, Naima Latif, of course, Mikhail Sahir. We're working with that already. Latifa is really going to broaden the spectrum so that when we discuss things, we really, because it's about the shura, right?
Yeah.
So the more individuals know what's happening, the more they then can congregate by using the various mediums to discuss. And as Imam said, discuss things in general concerns, discuss them, and everyone then can disperse to their fields of coordination where their expertise is.
Mm-hmm.
But
I attend a Ta'aleem session every Wednesday. You know about it, out of Albany.
I was re-listening to one, and I saw the commemoration that they just had. They were giving the honors. Yes.
That's right. Well, I discussed last night at the Ta'aleem that whoever will listen, I'm going to encourage them to establish these Ta'aleem sessions of reading the Quran and sharing the insights that you get from them, particularly with the utility of what Imam Muhammad has left us with in terms of the insights that God had blessed them with. And I'm looking at that, whether it be the sessions that I attend, we have those who are able to read the Quran in Arabic, And then they read it's about 5 or 6 verses a night. And then they read the Quranic verse in the English translation. And then we discuss it. But always focusing on the fact that, Imam Muhammad has left us with much in regards to the Quran. And the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, he shares with us that whenever we perform those what they call a halakha, we sit down and we share the Quranic knowledge and insight, the angels over that process, and I'm looking at it in terms of our greater production and health, good health, by establishing that across the width and breadth of Imam Muhammad's students, involved.
Yes.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, for those who are doing it, I know the morning 6:30 a.m. halakas are happening with on the what do you call it, Lifeline.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, and I don't know if it's done in the same way that Albany. I love the way that Albany is doing it. Is it still 6:30? Start at 6:30 or 7?
No, it's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Eastern. It's in the evening.
Okay.
There in the
evening. What time, Mike?
Seven until 9.
Yeah.
Till 9 Eastern, and they're in the central zone. Go ahead.
That's right. Albany is in the central?
Yes, ma'am. Albany, Georgia.
Okay. And then isn't there something in Melbourne, Imam?
Yeah, we have classes for the younger students. And we also going to be doing orientation as well. I've actually got permission from Omar Shakir to utilize his content that he has put together basic Kabbalah line. So I'm going to be sharing that with our younger students as well as our new converts. And I was recently chosen to be over the Masjid Shura and the Masjid. And I start my 2-year trek, inshallah, this coming Sunday. Yeah,
wonderful.
So I'll be heading to Masjid Shura activities. That's the deciding body for projects and whatnot. So I'm going to try to bring some things to the table, in terms of power, in terms of education. Definitely gonna focus on the Imam's 4 essentials: education, business, culture, and governance.
Because
we do have a school that up to 8th grade, and we have Quranic teach lessons at the school, and also for Sunday school as well as the Imam classes. And he's invited me to give some basics of al-Islam to his class, his Quranic classes as well.
We'll
see how it works out. We're doing quite a bit of things, and we're developing quite a bit. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna bring Sister Amina back into the mix. Welcome back. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam. You know, I was not going to mention this, but since you all are talking about, really going, connecting with all our other platforms, I've recently become aware of several Islamic-based blogs. And one of them is, and I don't know, I'm just making you all aware of the fact that we have several successful
platforms by Muslims and our association that are reaching lots of people. And I don't know if you all are aware, but one of them is the Black Imams Roundtable.
I'm not familiar with that one. No. That's
you have
Imams, Black Imams.
They're in the Northeast. They're up in, because the two Imams are from New Jersey. One is Atlantic City, New Jersey, and the other Imam is from Camden, New Jersey, Imam Fahim Lee and Imam, can't think of the other, Naeem Muhammad, and then the third Imam that's on that platform, and it's very, very successful. They weekly have the forum. The brother is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So that's
okay.
Imam Naeem, and then we have several with the sisters that are very successful. Rock the Crown. Are you all familiar with Rock the Crown?
No, ma'am.
Oh, no. You're gonna have to bring us up on these.
You need to have a director. You know, that would be so wonderful.
Yeah.
Because these
particular sisters, they happen to be from Atlanta Masjid, you know. It's four sisters, Sister Naeema Abdullah Wells, who's our Masjid secretary,
okay.
But she also has her own business, successful business, what is it? She's a triathlon, and she's doing a lot. And then Sister Daia Muhammad. And then Nafisa. What is Nafisa's last name? Fudail. She just got married again, she's Nafisa Fudail Akbar now. And she's a tax attorney and you know financial expert. And then rounded out our main fashion diva. And, extraordinaire Nefertari Haziz. So all four of them have
locked
the crown. And we have another. Successful platform of Muslims for our association, and that's Dope Muslim Women Podcast.
Mm.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to give this information to Sister Martha Nyla, you know, she's going to have to get the details on this, you know. Are you taking notes, Sister Martha?
I'm hearing Amina, and Amina, if you don't mind, I emailing it to me, CWSD
email.
Yeah, but CWSC doesn't communicate this. I'm working on getting that cleared up. There's something happened technically with that.
Okay.
But the CWSC online at mail.com goes straight through.
Okay.
Say it again.
And when you see, hold on, let me write down your email, and then I'll put you in my
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, CWSC online.
CWSC?
Correct.
Okay.
Online. At gmail.com.
And mine, when you see muslimaendures@gmail.com, that's mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Endures, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have a Muslima fitness group that's named, and I named my email after him. Muslima Endures.
At Gmail?
Yeah, muslimaendures at gmail.com.
Okay. All right now. Boy, we getting the 411 tonight. Let me bring brother 706 in State your name and where you're calling from. 706, is your mic?
He's on mute.
Yes, go ahead. You're muted.
Okay, yeah.
706.
Thanks so much. Thank you for your guidance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it open now.
Go ahead.
Umar Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And as always, you know, we have to always ask ourselves, you know, our goal. And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited hearing all this good information. And I just ask the Lord to please make us remember that this is supposed to be done outside of the influence of this dunya, and it also is supposed to be done in our care of this dunya. And I pray that we
Absolutely. Don't
forget that all the things that we're doing and going to do, if we don't protect them by establishing this model community, so that when those who are seeking to upset it or whatever like that, or the people doing it for the Christian world, the Hindu world, the drug world, indirectly, we got to remember that this has got to be done to please the law, not to please the people. And I hope that we remember that our goal is to have our share of the dunya, as was the first thing the law told us to do, establish your own share of this dunya. Then he also told us that there'll be a band of you come out of this influence and build something that we have to tell people, no, right now we're not at that level of consciousness. We're not at that level where we would tell people, I appreciate you helping me, like Imam Muhammad used to tell the Pope and all the rest of him. You can practice whatever charity you want to help us reach this goal, but this goal is our responsibility. We cannot let you be the one to establish this destiny that Allah has put it on us, and I'm standing in the broadness of it, to the ex-slave in America. You know, this is something that he's showing us with. We have to be a model new people who can do without all of this temptation, all of this compromising and fornication, the things going on around us right now. But I do thank Allah so much, though, to hear the spirit of
yes,
what we're talking
sir.
About, our business sense, our loving sense, are taking care of our bodies, are taking care of our health. But we got to still remember, we are in the dunya. We're in the belly of the beast. We ain't free caliphs yet. We're working on
the
it.
Assignment,
and Allah,
the assignment is for us to bring about a paradigm shift based upon Allah. You know, we do the work, and Allah gives us the results that he wants us to have. But the establishment of community life, the establishment, like this brother, my brother Aleem, beautiful smile. May Allah forgive him his sins and grant him paradise. Beautiful smile. I can hear him now. Brother Michael, always upbeat.
Yes.
You know, Brother Michael, how you doing, brother? And he would participate in Dawah. He supported the school. I mean, he was a go-getter.
His life. This master, this community, and he loved Imam Muhammad's community. His life was the masjid.
Yes,
Muhammad schools, doing dawah. He always
I'm
was
a witness.
Doing dawah to everybody
right.
that came in contact with him. Even like I
I'm
said, when he got sick and was in the nurse, I mean, they all just were. His son was talking about how, you know, he was engaging all the staff. They just loved. They fell in love with him because
I say it this way: he was a brother that you love to see him come and you hate to see him go.
Yes.
Allah granted paradise. You know, because go ahead.
But also, Imam Muhammad left us with two things from his reward from Allah. He left us mosque cares, and he left us CPC. And we have to really pool our intelligence together on how we can the relief of what Allah sent through us, Imam Muhammad. That was mosque cares, and that was CPC. And don't let Shaitan shame us into thinking that what came through Imam Muhammad ain't no good no more. Everything
I don't know.
That came through
I
Imam Muhammad, everything that comes through Imam has a reason for it.
Hey, Muhammad, I got nothing for those kind of folks. I got nothing for them, you know.
Me neither.
You know.
If I was a sister, I would show them the hand.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm one of those that do.
Let me say it. I work with Imam Muhammad from the first CPC meeting, and me and the brother David Hassan, we the one put together the first CPC conference in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We had the first meeting of the CPC, and all of the emails, 22 of them, all of them donated money every time we came to a meeting. We brought $100 we put on the table so Imam could start pioneering the work and the contracting and things and countries, you know. And then the first shea butter came to us there in Fayetteville. I'm saying, and then Moscares, the definition of Moscares has not yet been fully defined to us the way Imam was intending to explain to us the working of it. You know,
because
as always, you know, so I'm just saying, you know, and I really mean it in close. Moscares was a gift from Allah. It's not an inheritance of Imam Warfi Muhammad II, and he knows that. But like I said, he doesn't mess with it. He knows that he really received the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad was inheritance, or the business, or whatever you want to call it, his personal private properties and stuff like that. That belonged to him. But Moscares is still something that the community had to help Imam Warfi Muhammad II at least set it free so we can all get underneath this umbrella to the law center, because you know the 5% that the distributors were supposed to pay.
Let me just comment on that if you would. You know,
okay, thank you, Muhammad.
Moscares as a concept. Moscares as a concept, not a place, a concept. You know, El Maun, neighborly needs. This, you know, when I saw the Imam putting that idea out there, he was putting it out there as a model to look at of how we should be developing our communities, basically. And everyone can't be in Chicago, but everyone can have the mosque can care about people and development and about helping the community, enhancing the community. That can be in any place. It doesn't have to just be one place. So I think the concept is what we have to really promote, the mosque cares concept, that here's a community that is interested in enhancing and improving the human life. And that's the point I would like to
make. Thank you. And with that, we're going to take a public service announcement break. We'll be back after these
messages. Allah's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Support the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Yes.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you.
the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. Join me, Latifa A. Hameen, and Alia Abdul Rahman every Friday for another segment of the CWSC Friday Roundtable from 8 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guests are partners of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and are making a difference in the community. Join us. Look forward to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
And we're back with more of not just a minute. We're back with more of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. And we have open mic. We've got Imam Ghalesi Omar of Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, and we've got the CEO of Community Wide Shura Conference, Martha Nyla Abdullah. And go ahead, Imam.
Yes, you know, I wanted to just lock in what that, how when you looked at the picture of Mosque Cares, it had services for the community, services that could enhance and provide help to the community. With the picture of a musalla, place for prayer there in that complex. You know, and I actually was, and I'm going to get that picture from, I talked with Imam Darnell about that some time ago, trying to get that concept of that. And when you think about it, it's model community development. That's what the Mosque Cares is. Model community development, where your center, your focus as a Muslim, you know, and I sum it up in these words: the best of you is the one who is most useful to humanity, right?
Yeah, so, yes.
The concept is what we really have to look at and work and continue to work, and we are working for that. We haven't dropped the ball on it. I think we are working for it, and we are looking at the picture. CWSC is doing work in that line. All of us interested in that. By the way, this is African American History Month, right? And I wanted to really promote our work we did on slavery and Al-Islam in this month. So I would like to kind of think about that, and let's have some discussion in social media and places like that on how the religion of Al-Islam addressed slavery. Yes, share from the Quran, the Sunnah, and Imam Muhammad intellect about that particular topic. So this is an excellent month to do it in, I would think, because of the historic significance. Yes, just wanted to put that on air and online. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to chill out. I'm going to chill.
Okay. Okay, Alhamdulillah, we appreciate you. Yes, Sister Martha, 706, I see you. Sister Martha, we ask you to, we pray to Allah that you observe and find out from the various places that you'll be traveling to, find out where there's where they see the progress and also what challenges those areas, and where you can kind of like you can observe, you know, the various areas of those that associate with Imam Wesley Muhammad and perhaps some others, and see where they feel that they're being helped by Allah, and you're seeing progress and where the challenges are. And we appreciate what you're doing, Sister Martha Nyla. Thank you. And 706, bringing you back. 1111111, we see you. We'll bring you in just a moment. Go ahead, Muhammad.
Yeah, I just want to say, like Brother Delaney was saying, you know, also one of the concepts that he didn't get a chance to talk upon is the 5% that the distributors were paying to Mosque Care so that we was learning how to trust and establish zakat when we go back to the translation of the Quran. Also, CPC was our halal economical system that Imam was showing us how to go about developing with trust in each other. And sure, Shaitan intervened and brought about a distrust that we have to overcome.
Yeah.
Again, our halal income, from our halal resources, from our halal intellect, all of our work that we do to please Allah must be brought into a system to be able to be a refuge for humanity before they start coming in droves, you know, that we'd be able to feed them. We have this, we have that for them. We have the legal expertise to protect them, like we watch it down on the border situation right here in our country now. All we had to do is just imagine if that was us. All we had to do is imagine if that was us in Palestine, how Israel let the Palestinians make success, then they turn back around and tear it down. And they do this all over the world because that's the concept of divide and conquer. So we have to make sure that we don't forget about Shaitan. His job is to divide us and conquer us in truth, not in falsehood, but in truth. You know, if we don't learn how, like Imam was telling us, learn how to quit putting our two cents on it or putting our twist on it and distrust that what he brings to us, inshallah, by Allah, that if we put the time and the work in it, it will pan out and be exactly another great step toward establishing al-Islam here in America.
Thank you, Muhammad. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Appreciate you. Assalamu alaikum. And 111, Sister Amina, bring you back in the conversation. 408.
Assalamu alaikum.
Good. Alaikum assalam. Go ahead.
This is precisely why I brought up the fact that we have several, because this is what I spend my spare time, which I don't have much of it because I'm always on the go, doing and researching. What our community across the nation, not just in the locales that we are in, but across the nation, are doing, because this is also providing employment for our people. When we have these podcasts, because this is what is driving the economic of the masses now, you know, those that are in the marketplace every single day. You have small businesses. People have home businesses. You know, there's needs of the elderly in our community that need attention. So all these platforms provide or notify us of what is going on in our communities that we need to address. You know, and all of them deal with our community, you know, the Sunnah, you know, the Sunnah based, different businesses or areas of business you know, like, for example, Rock the Crown. All four of those sisters are from Imam Muhammad's community, all of them, and they have helped other sisters and families get their businesses, you know, off the ground, and they talk about that. You know, Sapelo Square, that's documenting our history as Muslims in this country, because we have, regardless of what we are inundated with or told or whatever, you know, we have some people that are trying to wipe out the narrative of the African-American Muslims, you know, and they want to say that they claim that they have originated Islam and did the dawah, when it was our community that did. And I'm speaking of certain others that are Muslim themselves, you know, they want to try to say, well, you know, we don't have to talk about your identity. You just come, you know, you just blend in with us. We're all Muslim. We're not. Mm-hmm. And so we have people archiving and that's providing.
As you know, we think for ourselves. You know,
exactly.
we're free thinkers,
yes,
and
we
know about the, we talk about Satan, but the Quran
yes.
tells us, look at the schemes of the devil. That's
what Satan.
The schemes are weak.
The schemes
you know, we
of the Satan are weak,
and he uses weakness to perform those schemes. He uses,
yes.
he identifies,
yes.
he studied us, he listens to the language, because you can learn a lot from how people, the words that people use, the words
yes.
that they reemphasize. You can tell a lot from the spirit of the language, you know. And, you know, you can hear oppression. You can hear something that's trying to make your head hurt, because it's
yes.
a little bit of truth and a whole lot of scheme of Satan, you know. So,
yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We
sister.
I wanted to say this, and then before I get off, there's a podcast called Good Vibes with Good Brothers.
Okay.
And I know some
sure
of those brothers from out of Detroit or whatever, but they're all, in other words, these are all our, this is the outreach or the outgrowth
yes.
of Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi's influence on succeeding generations. You know, this
yes.
is,
be
this
sure
is,
you share.
It's already in motion. So
be
I
sure
just
you
want
share
to say
that with
that.
Sister. Be sure you share
I
that with sister.
I definitely will.
And I'm going to make Bilal. Okay.
Ahead.
No, thank you.
Go ahead.
And I'm
compiling the list.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little anxious because I have some personal business to take care of, Amina. And I'm going to make this the last caller for the. We're closing down early. 9:30 is the time, but. I'm going to exercise my prerogative to close down early to take care of some personal business this evening. Bilal, you got the last word. Go ahead. Your mic is open. I saw your hand raised on the screen, Bilal, but if you don't have anything, I'm going to.
I'm sorry. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Go ahead.
Bilal. I'll be in today. Can give us what is best because of our social nature. God is kind and generous, so every other earns his favor. Our wealth increases as our social lives improve, building houses, roads, businesses, taking care of people, living in social groups. We have scripture knowledge, sciences, technology, and higher education, utilizing government to help people in poor conditions. God rewards us because of our active participation. Culturally upright, the corrupt entertainment industry is in for a fight. However, you, we can't afford to lose. As-salamu alaykum.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. And we're gonna make a dua. We're gonna make dua, and we're going to conclude early, folks. You know, I have an issue I need to take care of. So we thank you. We're gonna make dua. Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Bless us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you, and those whom you befriend are not disgraced. Ameen. Thank you, one and all. We'll see you next week. We've got Sister Lou Princess returning, and on the 15th of this month, we've got Sister Constance Shabazz. She was on the town hall meeting, and we've got her scheduled for the 15th of February. And I'm hoping that you all will share with me some guests that you would like to see and hear on Not Just Talk. Thank you, one and all. Assalamu alaikum.
Hesitates to believe in the unknowing being. We can see history, a fist we can.